Lots of people love to go fishing, and even if you're one of the folks that doesn't care much for the pastime, what you'll find in this body of water is certainly interesting. It's a place where cold water meets warmer water, a place where the fish rarely mix until the spring each year. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jay Walker can tell you a lot about the lake and the fish here at the Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth.
Lake trout and brook trout are the only indigenous trout species to Lake Superior, to Minnesota in general. They're a salmon, trout and salmon, salmonidae is their family name. All the other fish were introduced.
Of course, those trout are a prized catch for many fishermen and women here on Lake Superior.
The lake trout are very unique. The lake trout, they're a lake water animal. They do spawn in the shallows, but most of the time they're deeper water. In the summertime when people are fishing for them, they can be anywhere from, 60 feet down to 130 feet.
But that doesn't mean you need lots of fishing line to catch a fish in Lake Superior.
Fish like I mentioned earlier, the rainbows and those kinds of animals tend to hug towards shore. So people can shore fish for them, but the lake trout tend to be deeper.
And if you are a hardy soul, you can fish here other times in summer.
Lake Superior does freeze. It freezes. I think it's every 10 years or so we see it all freeze all the way. But our bay, the Superior Bay, does freeze pretty consistently, and a lot of people ice fish.
But ice fishing on Lake Superior can have its challenges.
Personally, I would not go out there because I know there's a lot of fishermen that have gone off to sea when the ice cracks and goes away. I asked one of my friends who had done this. He'd been on one of the ice floes and it broke away. And I said, "What'd you do?" And he said, "We started trolling." But it can be safe when the ice is thick enough. And guys will walk like a mile out. They will definitely go way out there.
Jay says his friend had to be rescued by the Coast Guard, which was quite a bill. But it's just part of the interesting stories of fishing on Lake Superior. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.